This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strofe. Israel's military says it's made a mistake on the Gaza battlefield. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Israeli army's chief spokesman says troops found three Israeli hostages in the Gaza Strip, mistakenly identified them as a threat, and killed them. Here in Washington,
it's heartbreaking.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has few details about what happened, and the Israelis will need to do their own probe. He also said little about an Israeli strike that Al Jazeera says killed one of its journalists in Gaza and wounded a correspondent.
We still don't have any indications that they are deliberately targeting journalists.
The incidents came as National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. and Israel are discussing a timeline for scaling back combat operations in the Hamas fight. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in Israel on Friday, the war in Gaza will transition to a new phase focused on precise targeting of the Hamas leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
Israel has come under increasing global pressure to reduce civilian casualties in an offensive that has killed almost 19,000 Palestinian civilians since the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. The White House advisor gave no details on the timing of a shift in the war's intensity. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is ordering the USS Gerald R. Ford carrier and one other warship to remain in the Mediterranean Sea for several more weeks as Israel's war with Hamas grinds on. It will be the third time the Ford's deployment has been extended, underscoring the continued concerns about volatility in the region during Israel's war in Gaza. The U.S. has two aircraft carriers in the region, a rarity in recent years. The Pentagon ramped up its military presence in the region after Hamas's October 7th attacks to deter Iran from widening the war into a regional conflict. Nearly 300,000 Chinese students attend U.S. universities, the most from any country, but that number is down mostly because of safety concerns. VOA's Elizabeth Lee has more.
Swallow Yen came to America as an international student from China and who now helps other international students apply to U.S. schools.
Parents are very worried about negative elements of America. The first is the campus shooting.
Another challenge for some students, getting to study in the U.S. due to concerns about intellectual property and technology theft by China. The U.S. continues to follow a Trump-era policy of prohibiting students from certain Chinese universities tied to the military from studying in the U.S. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, College Park, Maryland.
A jury has awarded millions of dollars in damages to two Georgia election workers over lies spread by Rudy Giuliani in 2020. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The jury deliberated for about 10 hours before awarding $148 million in damages to former Georgia election workers Shea Moss and her mother Ruby Freeman. They had sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation over his lies about them in 2020 that caused him to endure racist threats and harassment. Moss and Freeman tearfully described becoming the target of a false conspiracy theory pushed by Giuliani and other Republicans who tried to keep then-President Donald Trump in power after he lost the 2020 election. Moss and Freeman were each awarded another roughly $36 million in other damages. Giuliani already had been found liable in the case and previously conceded in court documents that he falsely accused the women of ballot fraud. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A court of the West African Regional Bloc has ordered the release and reinstatement of Niger's democratically elected president. The legal team of President Mohamed Bazoum said on Friday that the ECOWAS Court of Justice ruled that Bazoum and his family were arbitrarily detained after mutinous soldiers overthrew the president in July. The lawyers say the court has also called for him to be returned to office, and the ruling is the first binding order from an international court on restoring Niger to democratic rule. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.